You're listening to RSN 927 Saturday Race Day with Gareth Hall. It's time for the Interstate Hour now, and it's a busy hour because we'll be previewing the Railway Stakes meeting with Peter Anthonis, and also Simon Miller will play a major part at that meeting across there in Western Australia. But it's a pretty handy meeting as well at Kembla Grange, highlighted by the $1 million gong. And let's catch up with Gator once again. Gator, you're looking forward to this card?
Very much so. Yeah, no, it's a good little meeting. A lot of benchmark races, but a couple of the pointy end races are good.
And you'll be knowing, getting to know that road pretty well, heading to Kembla Grange these days. Lizzie Jales, good morning.
Good morning, yes. I'm becoming quite accustomed to that road. Another day down at Kembla on a Saturday, so we're a little bit used to these Saturday meetings, but this is probably the only meeting that I've come to in recent time where there has been a threat of rain, and that really does change the way the track plays throughout the day if that rain is to eventuate.
We had a chat to Luke Price. He's expecting rain. Bjorn Baker's expecting rain, but it still hasn't come yet, Lizzie. And sometimes they can tease us, the weather experts.
Yeah, I just spoke to the track manager and he said that currently it's a soft five and he doesn't think the rain will come until later on today. So hopefully that is the case. But at the moment, the clouds look pretty dark and it is very muggy. So the radar looks as though it's coming, but hopefully David's right.
All right, let's get stuck into this preview at Kembla Grange. Race 1, benchmark 78 over the 2,000 metres, scratch the 3 and the 9. Shibley's at $4.60, Tampering at $6, Solar Apex at $8, Lady Loves to Gamble at $11. I don't know if that's named after you, Lizzie. Suppression at $3.45, Kingdom at $7, and that's basically it according to the market here, Gator.
Well, Shibley's on three of the last four. Had a slow recovery in the miss. Strong win at 1,800 last time. Did win a maiden at home. 2,150 metres, so the trip looks okay. Up to 60 kilos is the trick, but I'm happy to stick. Suppression wore down a talented one last time, albeit 6.5 kilos less. I bet the third horse easily, fortified. Solar Apex beat Shibley, fresh as a gelding, and then beat home one that was then second to Suppression. Two runs ago, so that form all ties in really nicely. And Avion Ferry with a weight, a relative weight advantage, is in the game. 1.648 for me.
1.648 for Gator in the first. What are you thinking here, Lizzie?
Yeah, I do like the look of Shibley. I think most of all, when you look at this race, there's not a great deal between Shibley, Suppression, Five Kingdom, Avion, Fury. They're all horses that can win this race. And that's not including Tampering as well. He won that midway in good style and he gets himself up on speed and he rolls along and this is his home track where he's been quite effective on. So I think it's a very even race, but Shibley has got the best form, would say the most progressive form, and it was good to see him back on track at Rosehill last start with that really strong win over the 1,800 metres. But it's really between the four horses we just mentioned, but I do have Shibley on top.
Our favourite race is race number 2 of the day, the Tab Highway Handicap over the 1,600 metres, scratch the 3, the 9. And Gator, you got So Say You at $8, Sizzling Cat at $4, Point Counterpoint at the top, there's a $10 chance. Best back tiered late was Kermartin at $6 here for the Dryden and Collett combination. What are you thinking here, Gator?
Oh, look, we're loving the highway now that we've mastered them. Look, Kermartin had a fair task from the gate in the Country Classic, tipped by Cryptic Graham. He was good last week in a 78 race at Newcastle. I think back to 1,600. The horse was 3 for 3 at the mile. So, I'm only kidding about the mastering. No idea. But anyway, I tipped it on top. Sizzling Cat, terrific both runs back. Point Counterpoint, restrained for covering that Sizzling Cat race. He ran really well. He was only first up. Now he draws in. So he might be the overs. And So Say You. The gate's awkward, but certainly can win with a bit of luck. 7412.
Do I ask, Lizzie, have you got anything to add here?
Well, I think he's definitely mastered the highways and we should be renaming Gator now to the Highway King.
I think so.
I think he's tipped the last four highways.
He has. You've got a direct line to Peter Volandis, Lizzie. Maybe you could ask if maybe we can name the highway after Gator.
That's it. He knows he's made it when he's got one named after him. Sizzling Cat, the on-top selection, as Gator mentioned, he's just run two really terrific races this time in, and he looks as though he's going to get a lovely run in transit. He's got the claim, and he gets into this race you know, with a good weight on his back, where he's going to be able to hit the line strongly. Lord DeSanimo, back on his home track again, he draws inside and he can definitely figure in the finish. And Point Counterpoint, I just who Gator referenced, he was actually a little bit big in condition first up. So I'm expecting him to have improved, and he's got that inside draw and the flying Jenny Duggan aboard. So that's also going to help his chances.
Let's have a look at the third benchmark, 78 over the 1,000 metres. 1, 2, 5, and 10 are the scratchings. Satin Ribbons at $3 is the second favourite. Just Field $8. Dragonstone for Nicholas Quinn at $2.30 is the favourite. And then double figures for the rest, led by Miss J Fox around that $10 quote, Gator.
Yeah, look, I'm going with Satin Robbins. I think she's a pretty handy filly. Unbeaten since the debut second. Stepped to a 72 race last time and held off six again. There's no slouch. $1.85 pop that to run her up. They ran six lengths above average overall time. So I think can measure up here. Dragonstone obviously scared stiff of this horse. Burst through to win a trial. Went really well. Last two on heavy ground. Terrific with gaps behind. A new three-year-old into the season, in pretty light. I just note the apprentice can't take the full claim, though. Miss Bazzetti resumes a like to a trial. She's way over the odds here. It's a good roughie. And Miss J Fox, you touched on there, in the mix after those key scratchings. 4, 8, 7, and 9 now.
4, 8, 7, and 9 for Gator in the third here. Dragonstone, what do you make of this galloper first up for Mark Newnham today from a break?
I think he's a very good horse. I was really impressed with him last preparation. I've seen him when he ran third at Canterbury first up, slightly unlucky, and then he got the job done at Warwick Farm second up, and then he ran really, really well behind a Flying Sky Command on a heavy eight at Randwick at the end of his preparation. And I think that he's a really, really nice horse moving forward, and I expect him to win today. And I think they're going to have a lot of fun with him throughout this preparation and into you know, continuous preparations, because he's got so much upside. He's really progressive. And he was doing all of that, not looking $1 million. He still had a lot of improvement and growing and maturing. So hopefully I'll see that from him today. And if I do, he'll get a big tick of approval from me. I think he's a very good horse moving forward.
Race 4, benchmark 78 over the 1,200 metres. Irish Songs, of course, scratched from Kembla Grange, heads to Ballarat this afternoon. And also Classy Rebel, the 8, is a scratching along with the 12. We've got horses like Canasta at $10. Geez, Bjorn Baker gave that galloper a good push this morning on the first word when we had a chat to him. Black Duke at $4.80, Rangers at $7.50, Albuana at $6.50, and Ramstein $4. Adelaide's Light at $9.50, and Colonel's at $8 as well. We haven't got a push here for Institution there at $34 and $7 today from Kurt Gold and Gator.
Yeah, look, it's a pretty even
intuition,
78 race.
Say. Sorry.
Yeah, no, good call. No, it's an even race. I think Canasta might be some value here. Good fresh horse. Attacked up front, first up last come in, beat all by one. It was Dream Circle, it was flying at the time. Ramstein beaten favourite fresh, Black Duke race, but things didn't pan out perfectly. 2.5 kilo swing fitter. Black Duke must have a case in. And then Albuena, same story. Not a lot between these. 1-7-4-6.
1-7-4-6 there for Gator. This is a tough race to work out, Lizzie, I think.
Yeah, I think it's all worked out by the pace of the race. There does look to be a fair bit of speed on paper. Nick Fock, Ramstein. It looks, Canasta, looks as though there's going to be a genuine tempo. And with that in mind, the win of Black Duke was excellent first up, and he looks as though he's just, I won't say he's completely turned the corner mentally, but he does look as though he's come back a lot more focused than he has done in previous preparations. We know the ability is there, it's just he's not very good at executing it all the way through his campaign. So he's in the selections, and I really like the way that Rangers has been going at the trials. He's one that can hit the line strongly and can run well first up as long as he's ready. So there'll be two horses that I'll be having a look at, Black Duke and Rangers, but it is a very open race on paper.
You're with Gareth Hall, Lizzie Gels, David Gately, and this is the Kembla Grange preview. We'll take a quick break and then we'll come back and take a look at the rest of the program, including the feet. You're with Gareth Hall, David Gately, Lizzie Gels for the Interstate Hour as we preview the Kembla Grange meeting, which is the Metro meeting in New South Wales this afternoon. We're up to race number 5 for the mares, a benchmark 78 over the 1,200 metres. Salbaruz is the favourite here at $3.40 for Waller and McDonald. Incredulous Dream at $7. Nikki's Fling at $9. And then we go down to Exotic Ruby at $9.50 as well. And Queen Bellissimo, Brad Widdup gave her a bit of a push first up today at $9.50. You can scratch the 6 here, Gator. And the 6, of course, Air to Air is the only scratching here.
Not a bad little race, this. Incredulous Dream finished off well in a recent trial. She went 2 of 3 first up. This horse and was wide, no cover in the miss. And actually ran really well. She's beaten Ana Visto, so I think she can beat these. Salik had her chance at Rose Hill, but she was 10 weeks off into it. And I do feel 1,200 suits her better. That's just a track with perhaps a little bit of jar out of it. She's got a 5-kilo swing on Salbaruz from their July clash. Oh, Please Diana hit the line sweetly. Race fastest in the Salik race last time. Gets to 1,200, drawn one. I think they can settle closer today. And there's Salbaruz, who will go forward and give you a great side. Exotic Ruby is the other key hope, I think. Another good little race. So 1, 9, 8, and 3 for me.
1, 9, 8, and 3 for Gator. Salbaruz is just the perfect example, I think, Lizzie, with the training ability of Chris Waller, just to keep these gallopers up.
Yeah, and she's very consistent. Mm. She took a long time to race into form, though, and when Chris's horses start racing, they look well all the way through their campaign, and then they start putting decent runs together, you know that a win's not too far away, and she's a perfect example, and she's been up for a long time, but from what I've seen of her, she's still looking pretty good when she ran second behind Catalin and that big gap in between runs. So she's going to be suited today, but I'm also with Gatoring and Incredulous Dream. She looks as though she's... I've never seen her before, but looking back through her replays, she looks as though she's quite a talent, and she's got a really good first-up record, as Gator mentioned. 3 goes first-up for 2 wins, and she hit the line strongly in that latest trial behind Shohonka, who actually won on Wednesday at Rose Hill Garden. So she's got the on-top selection. Salbaruz is somewhere in the mix as well. And Arbelagio, Queen Bellissimo is one that I'll be putting into the selections as well.
Race 6, the Midway. Benchmark 72 over the 1,400 metres. Scratch the 7 and the 10, along with the horses down the bottom there, the emergencies, the 19 and 20. Easy Campese's the $4.60 favourite. Travest is $6.50. Bluff and Bluster at $7.50. And then we go to Trust the Process with J-Mac aboard at $9.50. And Divine Breath is a $6 chance here, Gator.
Yeah, look, I thought the Crimson Idol at double figures could run well here. Only beat 3 rivals at Randwick, but ran useful time off a moderate tempo. The third horse had just run okay to Fangirl. I think with 53.5 from an inside gate, that's actually just might be the value. She ran $10 as I look up on my tab app there. Easy Campese battled well, chasing Marin Parr, since good again. That was first up. Just found the Hobart drill a bit rich, second up last prep. Go back 2 preps and this horse was winning second up. Travest made up a stack of ground fresh, ran 5th, they bet the 6th horse, clearly. Did run by Easy Campese there as well, when they clashed in April, sorry. And Trust the Process is the other one I thought was a key hope. So 9, 1, 2 and 8 there.
So 9, 1, 2 and 8 for Gator. What are you thinking here, Lizzie?
Well, if the track deteriorates, and this is when we're thinking we're going to get the rain, there's a couple of horses I want to highlight to people. Travest and Bluff and Bluster absolutely love wet conditions, so that really brings those 2 horses, among a couple of others, but they're real wet trackers. So if the rain does come, they're 2 that you can have a good look at. Easy Campese, thought was really good first up. He looked to me as though he was going to take a bit of improvement from the run. There doesn't look to be a lot of pace on paper, and he does get a lovely run up on speed. So he'll be in the selections as well. And if Divine Breath gets any luck, she's really flying at the moment, but she's got that awkward draw, but she's going really, really well. So she's another one that I'll be putting into the selections. But all's going to be how this track is playing by this time of day. And hopefully we don't need the wet trackers, but if we do, Bluff and Bluster and Travest are very good in it.
Good little race, race 7 for the open class sprinters over the 1,000 metres. You can scratch the 13 and 14, 11, 11, 6.50. I saw an at 11. Malkovich at $2.20 is the favourite. Pandemic at $12. Kylie's down from Queensland at $11. And then we go to Spaceboy at $12 here, Gator.
Yeah, look, I think Malkovich is going to be hard to catch. I think the query in the race is the speed with the likes of Spaceboy and co. I don't think they'll make it easy on Malkovich, but what he is a really good 1,000-metre horse. He gave weight to Oxley Road. He gapped the third horse. and he was bloused by Hal Vorson, who was, you know, revitalised, really. And they ran slick time there. Lord Olympus beat Varda. That horse wasn't far off Milkovich at Flemington. That ties him off. And they're no match for the winner, but ran quite well last time. What's been a hot form race. Back to 1,000, perhaps some little query, but certainly a danger. Pandemic's also back at 1,000, some little query. Space Boy doesn't win, that's some little query. Mossman Gorge has that Varda form, Lord Olympus form as well. And Dexhalation form. Good race. 3, 9, 4, 11.
3, 9, 4, and 11 for Gator in race 7. This is a good little race. Malkovich was so brave the other day here at Flemington, Lizzie.
Yeah, he's just, as Gator mentioned, the perfect little racehorse. He just bounces out, puts himself up on speed. No one really sort of takes him on, and because he's got such a high cruising speed, and then he's too hard to get past. And the improvement, we talk about horses that have improved, he's improved a lot throughout his preparations. He used to be quite small and light and weedy, and now he's really quite strong, and he's able to progress all the way through this campaign, and he's been going really, really well. So he's definitely in the mix. I like the look of 11-11. I thought that he ran well first up, and his stats here at Kembla Grange are excellent. He's 3 for 3 at the track, and he's 3 for 3 at the track and distance as well. So if he's back to anywhere where he was his best, in maybe not last preparation, but his previous prep, with that first up run indicates that he's not far off of it. This is a race that he can definitely figure in.
Race number 8 is the Tabgong, 1,600 metres, worth $1 million, a handicap over the mile. Scratchings here, you can take out the 17, 18, 19 and 20. I Am Superman. We'll be hoping the rain doesn't come at 7.50. Arameo's now the equal favourite. It's been the best backed in the last 24 hours at $6. Counter Rupee's been easy now at $6. Then we go down to a Tissue who is also at $6. So three equal favourites here in the Gong. And then double figures for the remainder, Gator.
Well, Canter Rupee's just a different horse this prep. I'm still trying to work out that Silver Eagle run. I haven't seen any horse speed off the track like that and still savage the line. Well, it was an outstanding effort. Gave him a good hope in the Golden Eagle. He was just nutted by a really good horse in On Thunderstruck. They beat the third horse clearly. Draws out, so need a bit of luck. Nudge had excuses at Randwick and made good ground in the Hot Danish. Wasn't far off Wonderbar, who was so good last week, of course. A Tissue close up in an Epsom. Arameo beat her home there, but doesn't want the rain. Same story, I'm Superman, as you referenced. 4, 6, 11, 3.
So 4, 6, 11, and 3. And the best part that I like about Count the Rupee today, Lizzie, talking to Luke Price this morning on The First Word, is that the Golden Eagle was a big race this campaign, but they always had the Gong in mind.
Yeah, that's good to know, because he has had three pretty stiff runs this campaign, and you would like to think that there's a little bit left in the tank still for another grand final, and clearly that's, Luke was saying, that's what they've had in mind for him all the way through this preparation. I had him on top in the Golden Eagle. I thought that when I saw him parading, he just looked absolutely magnificent, and if he parades in that type of manner today, then I'll be putting him into my selections for sure. My only concern is he's drawn awkwardly, and there is a bit of speed drawn inside of him, and he might have a bit of a problem if they all do kick up. But if he gets any sort of luck and he gets a nice soft run, he's definitely the horse to beat. The similar numbers to Gator, I thought I'm Superman has been going really well. It's just whether he gets the rain or not. Arameo, well, he's flying as well, and he loves these types of conditions that you get today, and he doesn't mind it even wetter. And I also thought Nudge getting to the mile was one that you could pop into the selections and know that she would be hitting the line strongly and she could bob up into a placing.
Race 9's a benchmark 88 over the 1,600 metres, scratched the 3, the 12, and the market tells us that Steely's at $7, Wheelhouse at $7, Kerwin's Lane at $9, Sushak's at $9.50. Lakeen first, that was devastating first up during the Flemington Carnival, is the favourite there at $3.80. And then Suave at $12. And King's Hair a $6 chance now with the Chris Waller camp. Gator?
Yeah, look, I'm with Wheelhouse. Tough race to swoop. Fresh in the Sydney Stakes, wait for age. And it was probably a bit rich for him at the 1,200, but I thought he ran really well. He jumped sharply to the mile at Hawkesbury. He was just nutted. He was terrific in a round with Guinea's third up last time in off a wide run. He's been gelded this prep. It's a good race for him, I think, this one. Steely, held up, attacked the line, Goulburn Cup, first was a lovely return. He won a 78 race, second at last prep, then went on to beat Lakeen and Great House. So it's good form. Lakeen has a 3.5 kilo swing on Steely for their clash last prep, and it was a good return when you referenced beating an in-form horse as well. And King Shear certainly has a case. 5, 4, 9, and 17.
5, 4, 9, and 17 for Gator. Looking forward to this contest. And, geez, I was at Flemington. Geez, I was impressed with the way that Lakeen looked as well, Lizzie.
I was actually watching him from Randwick, cheering him on, because it looked a lovely race for him on paper, and he'd been trialling up really nicely before he went down there. So it wasn't really a surprise to see him win, and it's good to see him actually savaging the line this preparation, which leads me to lean towards him today, because I think it's just taken a few preparations to get him to a point where he's able to hit the line strongly. He's always had the ability, and they've managed to kick his preparation off perfectly. So he's got a sticky draw, but he should be able to cross them and get a nice run. And he's going to take some getting past. Of the others, I like the look of King's Air as well. He's obviously changed trainers, so it'll be interesting to see how he performs, but he's a definite interesting type. I thought he trialled up quite nicely with that little gap in between runs, and he has won on this track before. So this is something that I think they've had in mind for him. So he's one that I'll be putting into the numbers. And I know Bergen was disappointing last start, but he'd run two really good races prior to that. And if he's back to anywhere near that, he can also be up on speed and make his own luck. And I think he's been looking particularly well through this prep. So those are the selections that I'll be looking at in the yard.
Race 10 over the 1,400 metres, a benchmark 78, scratch the 3, 5, 7 and 10. Oxford Tycoon, Mark Warren, RSN Central on Wednesday gave Oxford Tycoon for his wife, of course, Kim, a good push. And Oxford Tycoon's around $3.30. Above and Beyond at $9. Sicalo at $6. But Gator, Bjorn Baker said, Dynamic Impact, second up from a break, is the stable's best for the day.
Well, it was a very good return win, albeit off a very fast speed. I mean, 9.5 lengths above average of the first section there. So the Swoopers certainly had their chance, but still, he did a great job. He had no weight as well. I think they could sit closer here and run well. Oxford Tycoon deserved the win last time off a string of forgive runs. He's well weighted in a pretty thin 78 race. Just the very end of 1400, I guess, is an unknown. It's one at 1350, though. Sigalo resumes tailed off in a trial. That's what happened there. On race day form, he could win. And Above and Beyond next. 8164.
8, 1, 6, and 4 for Gator in the last. And who do you like in the last there, Lizzie?
Oxford Tycoon. He looks as though he's going to get a good run in transit. And I think that with the lack of speed in this race, he's going to be hard to beat. So he's my on-top selection from Dynamic Impact, who was an excellent win first up, had everything go his way. So it's a completely different scenario today. I thought those were the two horses in the last that were going to run very well.
All right, then, you're a betting lady, Lizzie. Is it going to rain or not?
Yes, I think it is.
All right, then you enjoy and stay dry then at Kembla Grange.
Thanks, yes.
There's Lizzie Jealous. And Gator, your best in the quaddy, please, at Kembla Grange today?
We lost our best earlier in the week. We're left with race 7, number 3, Milkovich. So we'll make it the best. In the quaddy, though, I'm going to take Milkovich and Lord Olympus, Pandemic and Space Boy. So 3, 9, 4 and 11. Second leg's the gong, 4, 6, 11, 3, 1, and 13. Third leg, so 5, 4, 9, and 17. And coming home to just 8 and 1.
8 and 1 in the final leg. And you'll text through the best from Adelaide, Gator?
I got it for you, Rocky. Oh. Race 4, horse number 3, Toys on Fire. We'll make the best in the City of Churches.
All right, then. So race 4, number 3 there. Enjoy your day. Thanks for that, Gator.
Okay.